Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is. It is the day of our great national holiday. Well, at least it's a national holiday for Republicans. The great national holiday, Joe Biden's birthday. He's 81 years old today. And no, the White House is not trying to make a big deal out of it. But, of course, people rightly are. There are amazing pieces from every corner of the political spectrum, from very liberal to very conservative, that are questioning this mess that we're in with a president who's 81 years old. And not that 81 years old should be some kind of automatic shutoff. It's just watch the guy. And it is problematic. Yes, by the way, he did an outstanding, or his staff did, an outstanding op-ed that appeared in the Washington Post today about the need to resist Vladimir Putin and the need to resist the crazy, demonic terrorists of Hamas. And yes, that's important. And yes, it's good to have President Biden making those points. But it's also about time to look at the polling and the new NBC poll today. And for Democrats to recognize that you don't have to be a an unfortunate word that apparently President Biden used to refer to his former ally, David Axelrod. David Axelrod apparently was one of the people who persuaded Barack Obama to pick Joe Biden as his vice president all those years ago. But President Biden hearing David Axelrod questioning the idea of putting a president back into power who would be, at the time he left the White House after his second term, he would be 86 years old. And yes, it's problematic. How does this situation get dealt with? It actually gets dealt with some reference to the late Rosalynn Carter, who, by the way, justly is being remembered fondly and again from every quarter. We are going to be speaking a little bit later about the crisis in AI. Is AI really a threat to national security, artificial intelligence? We will get to the ongoing renewed controversy about January 6th. It's in the news again, not just from President Trump, but him too, but also from Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who has taken up this cause of January 6th was not a dark day in American history, at least not according to Senator Mike Lee. And there's also the release of 44,000 hours of video footage captured by security cameras on January 6, 2021. This is being released by the order of the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, allowing individuals to see for themselves what happened that day rather than having to rely on the interpretation of a small group of government officials, end quote. The House of Representatives today passed an amendment sponsored by one of the finest Republicans in the House of Representatives, Mike Lawler of New York. And boy, I hope he gets reelected. And he has a tough time because of the general situation with New York Republicans, the reapportionment and more. But in any event, Mike Lawler, the Republican of New York, had an amendment to the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, Education and Related Agencies Appropriations Act. And it's an amendment that would bar the funding of colleges and universities that support on their campuses events that promote anti-Semitism. Okay, The vote was overwhelming in favor of that amendment. The vote was 373 yeas to 54 nays. So you can figure that out. It's by more than 5-1. The House of Representatives voted for that amendment. Is there, who are the 54 nays? And why did they vote nay on the bill? I don't know, but we will find out. President Biden's birthday present of a brand new poll from NBC News. It's grim and very grim for President Biden. And what is concerning to me is that the one area where, again, however you feel about Joe Biden, whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you're liberal or conservative, it seems to me that his decision making and his decisiveness and energy in terms of supporting Israel against the barbaric murderers of Hamas has been admirable. And yet that is a big part of the negativity that he is receiving in this most recent poll. The latest headlines from the Jerusalem Post: rocket barrage hits central Israel. Two Hamas terrorists are arrested. And the IDF has announced that it has killed three top Hamas commanders as the Gaza operations continue. Israel proves, and you can watch the videos and how anyone could doubt the proof, Israel proves that Hamas took hostages into Al-Shifra Hospital and in the tunnels underneath Al-Shifra Hospital. How do they know that they took hostages there? They found dead bodies, and at least two of them. And again, there's a piece in the New York Times today about the top priority in all of that's going on, including the negotiations that apparently have been helped greatly by the United States. They've been helped also by Qatar, by Qatar, as they did, depending on how you want to pronounce it, that those negotiations to try to free the hostages have been advancing. And that, it seems to me, is a very good thing. What is astonishing is how many of the demonstrations that claim to be concerned about humanity and the death of civilians and the oppression in Gaza and the so-called, quote, genocidal attacks by the Israelis, that so many of those demonstrations that are anti-Israel in that regard don't even mention the hostages. In other words, it's not as if Israel is insisting on continuing warfare against Hamas, regardless of a position that they take. Wouldn't it be basically in behalf of the Palestinian people, who are suffering greatly, for a straightforward commitment to release hostages who have been suffering a great deal? There was a story, it's a heartbreaking, one of many heartbreaking stories, about a 9-year-old little girl who was taken as prisoner. Imagine. And one can barely imagine what she's been subjected to in the tunnels of with Hamas in Gaza City, is presumably where at least she has passed through. The idea of a prisoner exchange even should not lead anyone to the terrible mistake of moral equivalency, because the people who would be released from Israel are criminals. They're people who have been tried and sentenced for murderous activities. We will get to that, get to the deeper significance of Biden's birthday and why Rosalynn Carter And Jill Biden might provide some kind of answer to our political dilemma. 1-800-955-1776. Our phone number. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, we've got to unwrap the Joe Biden birthday gift. It is his 81st birthday, which is a big day for Republicans, and actually also in particular for those Democrats like David Axelrod, who are deeply worried about Joe Biden's viability as a candidate in opposition to any Republican. And by the way, the NBC poll shows that Joe Biden and Donald Trump are basically tied. It's 46% for Trump. It's the first time he's been formally ahead, even by 2 points. It's 46-44% in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup. Now, that doesn't include third-party candidates like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West and maybe Joe Manchin, but we will see about that. The general election is still some 350 days away. Biden trails Donald Trump for the first time on a hypothetical head-to-head matchup in the NBC New polls, though the deficit falls well within the survey's margin of error, which is 4 points, and the margin is only 2 points. Trump gets support from 46% of registered voters, and who knows how many of them will actually vote, while Biden gets 44%. And because generally, as a rule of thumb in polling, the turnout for Republicans is more reliable than the turnout for Democrats. It's not because the Democrats are being cheated of their votes. They are not being having voter suppression. It's just that the Republicans have been more reliable when the higher percentage of registered voters coming out and making the Republicans competitive, which otherwise they wouldn't be. 70% of young voters disapprove of Joe Biden on Israel, which is an astonishing number. There is also this report from the hotline that former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and venture capitalist Vivek Ramaswamy, whose campaign appears to be melting away right before our eyes. But those three took advantage of a pared-down field of candidates at the Family Leaders Thanksgiving Forum on Friday, as they made extended, very emotional appeals to Iowa's evangelical community, including the family leader president, whose name is Bob Vander Plaats, who is not decided yet who he is going to endorse. The rumor is very strongly that he would endorse DeSantis together with the governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds. In any event, they were part of this Thanksgiving forum on Friday. And we have Nikki Haley from the event. And here is what the former U.N. ambassador sounded like. Listen.
On October 7th. First of all, I've fought for Israel every day because it was the right thing to do. It is literally a bright spot in a tough neighborhood. We share the same values. We share the same democracy. Everything about Israel. We could have no better ally than Israel. But to see what happened on October 7th, which should haunt all of us, they didn't just kill these people. They tortured them. They beheaded these people. They burned these babies alive. When they got those girls at the concert and they raped them, they dragged their naked bodies down the streets of Gaza. And what did they say? Death to Israel, death to America. And what I want America to know, it's never been that Israel needs America. It's always been that America needs Israel.
That's Nikki Haley speaking in Iowa. The smaller stage, three candidates compared with six who came to the Family Leader July event, and 13 different candidates came to the Republican Party's of Iowa's Lincoln Dinner. That reflects the narrowing field as caucus day nears, and it's extraordinary. Caucus day is now, what is it? It's less than 2 months away. It's at January 15th, we're talking about. It's coming right up. and Iowans have begun zeroing in on a single choice for president. In terms of the lessons from the NBC poll, there is this summary provided on NBC. Clip 22.
Biden against an unnamed Republican. This is just a referendum on Biden, basically. And look at this. He goes from being in a dogfight with Trump to being double digits behind, but then flip it around. Trump against an unnamed Democrat. Trump goes from leading against Biden to being down by 6 points against the Democrat.
Okay, what this shows is that, again, what is motivating people in these polls is dislike for the other guy. The fact that Trump versus Democrat, without telling you who the Democrat is, the fact that Trump loses against any Democrat you could name, or the fact that Biden loses against any Republican you could name, he's virtually tied when you mention Trump, because there is a similar dislike and discomfort for both of these two leading candidates. By the way, Nikki Haley, running for president, did something else that she has been fairly reluctant to do. She criticized Trump for using the word vermin to describe his political opponents. Probably not the smartest thing you could possibly do. Haley said, the reality is I don't agree with that statement any more than I agree when he said Hezbollah was really smart, or any more than I agree when he hit Netanyahu when his country was on its knees after all that brutality. The former GOP executive director in Iowa, Marlis Popma, endorsed Nikki Haley during a town hall on Friday in Newton, Iowa. Popma worked on Ted Cruz's campaign last time. And then there is this, which, of course, is also very much a part of the campaign coming up. DeSantis and Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, who's endorsed him, campaigned together at a dinner in Des Moines on Saturday night, pledging to continue their efforts to restrict abortion, regardless of the recent elections that revealed a groundswell of support for abortion rights, even in Republican-held states like Kentucky and Ohio. Both DeSantis and Reynolds have signed state laws that prohibit nearly all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, heartbeat bills, although neither law is currently in effect because they are tied up in court. That's nothing new. There is more coming up, and particularly American protests against Israel's right of self-defense. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
Sometimes you don't.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. The Carter Center has announced funeral plans for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. That funeral service will take place Wednesday, November 29th. Argentina has elected a new president.
The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday.
Authorities have identified the suspected gunman in Friday's shooting at a New Hampshire hospital that left two dead, including the shooter. Officials say John Mador fatally shot a security guard in the lobby of the state psychiatric hospital before a state trooper killed him. There's a possible deal for hostages in the Middle East.
A report now that 50 hostages will be released if Israel releases Palestinian prisoners. They were snatched at gunpoint 6 weeks ago on October 7th.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the news today, the birthday gift for President Biden and his 81st birthday. And looking during the break, they have a huge panel that they were running on NBC with a picture of Joe Biden with the heading 44% and then a picture of Donald J. Trump with a heading of 46%. First time that President Trump in that particular poll, the NBC national poll, has actually been running ahead of Joe Biden. And by the way, President Trump doesn't run ahead of any other potential Democratic candidate. I don't think if they asked about Dean Phillips, who is the only Democrat congressman from Minnesota who has actually announced a candidacy against Joe Biden. But I do believe that before the end of the year, before we all are seeing a mailed acquaintance be forgot, we are going to have some movement from the White House to basically concentrate on what Joe Biden has made, I think admirably, the center of his whole life, which is guiding the United States through a constructive role in both of these two major wars that we are experiencing right now. President Biden has a very clear, strongly worded, substantive op-ed that appeared today in the Washington Post under the headline, "The U.S. Won't Back Down from the Challenge of Putin and Hamas." And he begins by asking, "Today the world faces an inflection point where the choices we make, including the crises in Europe and the Middle East, will determine the direction of our future for generations to come. What will our world look like on the other side of these conflicts? Will we deny Hamas the ability to carry out pure, unadulterated evil? Will Israelis and Palestinians one day live side by side in peace with two states for two peoples? Will we hold Vladimir Putin accountable for his aggression so the people of Ukraine can live free and Europe remains an anchor for global peace and security?" And the overarching question, President Biden or his staff writes, "Will we relentlessly pursue our positive vision for the future, or will we allow those who do not share our values to drag the world to a more dangerous and divided place?" Anything there that someone can disagree with? He writes, "Both Putin and Hamas are fighting to wipe out a neighboring democracy off the map." Okay, that is unequivocally true. What's wrong with that sentence? Both Putin and Hamas are fighting to wipe a neighboring democracy off the map? They both are. They clearly are. And both Putin and Hamas hope to collapse broader regional stability and integration and take advantage of the ensuing disorder. America cannot and will not let that happen. For our own national security interests and for the good of the entire world. And yes, there is a historic hinge here that is very important, which is why it's so bizarre to be interrupted and distracted, by things like replaying the issue of the validity of the 2020 election, or trying to figure out what the details were of January 6th that people don't already know. The Dispatch is reporting House Republicans on Friday began releasing 44,000 hours of video footage captured by security cameras on January 6, 2021, in a move, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said, would allow individuals to see for themselves what happened that day rather than having to rely upon the interpretation of a small group of government officials. It's not a small group of government officials who have looked at this thing. When you have over 1,000 people who have stood trial or are in the process of standing trial, this is not a mystery. It's not like figuring out whether we landed on the moon. We did land on the moon. And there was a riot, an unfortunate riot in which 140 policemen were injured that occurred on January 6th. And the idea that we're still debating this, it is shameful, frankly. Ultimately, about 95% of the total footage, this is collected from security cameras and other means on January 6th. About 95% of the total footage will be made available for public viewing. Boy, I can't wait. Especially when you're talking about 44,000 hours. Public viewing, though individual faces will be blurred to protect civilian privacy, and a small amount of content that includes sensitive security information will be excluded. In other words, they don't want these videos to make it easier for people to break into the House of Representatives or into the Capitol building. Former President Donald Trump celebrated the move on Truth Social. He said, "Congratulations to Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, for having the courage and fortitude to release all of the J6 tapes, which will explicitly reveal what really happened on January 6th. Now, okay, fine. Again, there was a great deal of media attention over the weekend. You probably heard some of it, to questions about the Kennedy assassination. And again, this is also very peculiar. Do you know there are 28 volumes, and each of the volumes are about 1,000 pages each. So you're talking about 28,000 pages of records of the Warren Commission report. Vincent Bugliosi, who was a guest on the show talking about it several times, the very famous, justly celebrated late prosecutor in Los Angeles, he did a book on the historical record. It would total 5,000 pages. I mean, we know a great deal about Lee Harvey Oswald. There's even been biographies of Lee Harvey Oswald. We know that he killed Kennedy. And yet, there is still questions about that. And in fact, the majority of Americans think there are still questions that are unanswered about the Kennedy assassination. Okay, so here we go. Senator Mike Lee said over the weekend that he planned to question the director of the FBI on whether a Trump supporter currently serving 4 years in federal prison is an undercover federal agent. On his personal X account, a conspiracy theory that one of the January 6th videos released at the order of House Speaker Mike Johnson shows an undercover federal agent disguised as a Trump supporter. The image Lee shared shows January 6th defendant Kevin Lyons, a self-proclaimed idiot and Trump supporter who stole a framed photo of the late civil rights icon Representative John Lewis and a staffer's wallet from then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. Okay, if this guy was a federal agent, why would he do that? The video shows that Lyons, as he's leaving the Capitol building, briefly shows his hands as a heavily armed tactical team comes inside the building to get control of the riot. Lyons is holding an item in his right hand. Conspiracy theorists claim Lyons was holding a badge, but the item appears to have been a vape that Lyons was seen holding earlier in the day. I'm an idiot, I realize that, Lyons said to a judge during his sentencing in July. I was stupid. I don't know what came over me. The same things could be said about Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who's a bright guy, but really, you're going to investigate this prisoner who's been sentenced to 4 years? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
More Michael MedVed in a moment.
Why be instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's an opportunity to get the latest commentary, the latest perspective, including perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, from our Michael Medved Substack, which is available to everybody free. There's a new one about the food wars, the way that it's bad enough that there is terrible violence between Hamas and Israel. There's also a food war, the weaponization of hummus, which most people kind of enjoy to eat. But why should that be an item in the food wars? Why should there be an attempt to boycott in Philadelphia restaurants that are just owned by Jewish people, not even those necessarily that serve Israeli food? Those mysteries and others are available for your inspection and understanding and enrichment at go to michaelmedved.substack.com, and you can sign up for free and be part of the enlightened minority. Speaking of enlightened minority, it's this story about Kevin Lyons and the obsession by Mike Lee, the Republican from Utah, who has put forward this idea that he, Kevin Lyons, was a government agent. It is based on absolutely nothing. Why do I say that? Because Kevin Lyons is serving a 4-year term in prison. Now, they know he is in prison. You can see surveillance footage of him in prison for 4 years. He went through an entire trial. He apologized to the judge. He said, "I'm an idiot." And he apologized to the country. He apologized to his family. Okay, what kind of government agent do you think? And what was it that he was doing that was so important that would lead him to be a government agent who would then submit to 4 years in prison? Now, what kind of selfless national hero do you have to be to allow yourself to go to prison for 4 years if you're actually were assigned to do that by the federal government. I mean, surely he could have gotten some kind of good deal from a judge. And he was, they have analyzed this like the, we were talking about the Kennedy assassination before, like the Zapruder film, you know, where every frame is looked at. Well, they looked at every frame. He was not holding a badge. He was holding a vape. He did not show a government badge to get him out. And given the fact that the way that they are writing about this new attempt by Senator Mike Lee of Utah to interrogate Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, who has bigger things on his hand, like on his mind and on his hands, like threats by Hamas, which has already killed at least 9 Americans, plus their additional Americans who are being held hostage. In any event, Republicans particularly support as a former president Donald Trump, aligned with his MAGA movement, have long called for the release of the footage, that's 44,000 hours of surveillance footage, claiming the complete archive would confirm their narrative of January 6th that it was, in the words of GOP Representative Andrew Clyde, a normal tourist visit. Just think about that a little bit. Have you seen any of the footage? Anybody out there? Of course we have. We've all seen it. How do you, with a normal tourist visit, send 140 police officers to the hospital? How do you get people to testify who have had lifetime injuries that were inflicted on them? How is it that you have people there and you can see them poking flagstaffs and shields, stealing police shields to bash other police officers with? A normal tourist visit, really? It was a normal tourist visit, not a violent storming of the Capitol building. This narrative has been strongly denied by many outside that cohort of Republicans, including by Democrats and moderate Republicans, with available footage and eyewitness testimony rebuking the idea that January 6th was not violent. I mean, doesn't that seem appropriate? I'll tell you what is violent, very directly, is the conflict in the Middle East. And there's terrible violence. There's been suffering on both sides. But that doesn't mean that both sides are equally to blame or equally culpable. This is Prime Minister Netanyahu, who, by the way, is politically very weak in Israel now. And again, the overwhelming majority of Israelis want to see the war won and finished, and the troops coming home back to their families, and then a new prime minister. But this is Prime Minister Netanyahu about the purpose of the war. Listen.
The battle now that we're waging is a battle against Iran's axis of terror. And everybody wants to see who's going to win. If Israel wins, we all win. And if Israel doesn't win, then the axis emerges victorious. And that imperils our entire future. So this is not just Israel's war, it's your war. And we have to win this war. Just as we had to win the battle against the Nazis. We had to win the battle against ISIS. We had to win the battle against Al-Qaeda. Everybody united, they understood. We cannot let this be obfuscated by Hamas propaganda and media obfuscation. We have to keep our moral clarity and our strategic clarity. We have to understand that we're fighting for our future. By the way, the future of the Palestinians as well as Israelis, the future of the Middle East, the future of the moderate Arab states, the future of the expansion of the historic Abraham Accords, a future of peace with Saudi Arabia, that can all be achieved, but it has one necessary prerequisite: victory, total victory over Hamas. We destroy Hamas, we assure the peace. We destroy Hamas, we assure security. We destroy Hamas, we assure a better future for all.
It's hard to argue with that, it would seem to me. Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC was visibly shaken when he was one of those people who subjected himself to watching 43 minutes of unedited footage that showed the Hamas attack on October 7th. a listen to his commentary. Oh, okay. We will have that. We will have that later. The entire context of all of this is striking every corner of the country. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Space Needle here in Seattle on Sunday afternoon to demand a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. They surrounded the ticket booth and the main entrance of Seattle's landmark tower, preventing people from going inside. You can imagine somebody's visiting here from Kansas, and they're really looking forward to seeing this unrivaled view with the Space Needle, but you can't go up because there are a bunch of demonstrators, pro-Palestinian demonstrators. But some self-service ticket booths on the side of the building still worked, and the staff tried to let people in through other entrances. The civil disobedience action was organized by the pro-Palestinian advocacy group Jewish Voice for Peace. There's a tremendous article that we've posted at our website on the Michael Medved Show from National Review about who funds Jewish Voices for Peace. It's funded almost entirely by George Soros. Yeah, the same ultra-left guy who is hardly a friend of the State of Israel or of the Jewish people. In any event, the civil disobedience action was organized by the advocacy group Jewish Voice for Peace. Organizer Michael Grant said that after protesting at the federal building for weeks, demanding Senator Patty Murray call for a ceasefire, Jewish Voice for Peace was taking a bigger stage at the Space Needle Sunday afternoon. What does the Space Needle have to do with their particular agenda? We're here at the Space Needle as an iconic Washington landmark to say that there cannot be any business as usual. There cannot be visiting tourist attractions while our tax dollars are going to fund the murders of innocent Palestinians. The murders were the people in Japan or Nazi Germany that we fought. Were they murdered? We will get to all of that and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.